Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Hallelujah. Wherever we are. Amen. Amen. We want to welcome you all this morning. Praise the Lord. As we get ready to go into prayer, just to let everyone know, we are broadcasting from Del Mar Gardens West Rehab with Pastor Mom. Amen. She's sitting here. She's in the bed. She looks good. Amen. You got a smile on your face, Mom?
Yes.
There she is. Amen. Amen. So we just thank God. I keep thinking about this old Western. I mean, you got to be a baby boomer, I think, to understand this. But there was an old Western, and a man said, have guns, will travel. I don't even remember what it was all about, but I thought this morning, have church, will travel. Amen. So we can still have church this morning together. Glory to God, even from the rehab. Hallelujah. So we're going to have Pastor Mom to open us up in a word of prayer. Praise God. Welcome, everybody, first, Mom.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. You all don't know just how I feel. And tell it my sister that
you're happy to still have church?
Yes.
Amen. So let's open up with prayer. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses.
Our trespasses.
As we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom.
Yes.
Power and glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. We praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Mom still wanted to have church service, and I just couldn't see myself having church service at home. My original thought was have service at home and then come to the rehab and be with Mom. And then, you know, when I was here last night, the Lord just laid it on my heart. Just go ahead and get up early and go to the rehab and then have church service right there with Pastor Mom. And when he said that, it just blessed my heart. And it looks like everything's going okay. She's had her breakfast already. We've talked to the CNA who's going to come in and bring lunch, and we told her, bring lunch in for us last. Amen. And so that's a blessing. Now, they've come in, and Mom's been changed and everything. I don't think she's had medication this morning. So I have a sign on the door that says, please enter radio recording today. So enter quietly, please, and thank you. So we'll see how everything goes. All of a sudden you hear the song, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. You'll know that something's going on here. We'll be right back. Amen. But so far, everything's working out well. I didn't even know about the internet here. I had not used it before. And so the internet is working just fine this morning. We give God all the praise and the glory. I think this internet is working faster than the one at home. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Amen. So those who just joined us, welcome. And we've had our opening prayer with Pastor Mom already. And as I said, we are here at the Del Mar Gardens West Rehab with Pastor Mom this morning. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our scripture. Today, we're going to read Psalm 100 in the King James Version, Psalm 100. You know, when we do Psalm 100, when we get to, after we finish verse 5, then we sing a little song. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. And then after that, we'll go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read Psalm 100 all the way through. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Let's sing verse 5. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all, generations. One more time. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all, generations. Amen, amen. You're in good singing voice this morning, Pastor Mom. Mm. Hallelujah. Let's go on to Psalm 34. Verses 1 through 3, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Verse 3, nice and loud. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. Those of you who have been with us, you know what God does. He is revealing himself, hallelujah, through his name, his character, and his nature. And he wants us to just seek him more, to know more about his name, his character, his nature. Search it out. Search diligently, and what is that word about? Hallelujah! It's in the on the tip of my tongue. What I'm trying to say, but like make full proof of his word. Find out more about him. Thank you, Lord. That word. Do your due diligence on the Lord. Diligently seek him. Due diligence. Amen. Sometimes we search out legal things to make sure, you know, everything is in order and all that. And he wants us to seek him and search him out. So he's given us his name, character, or nature every month. And so this month is fire. Hallelujah. He wants us to know him as fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we talked about, we went to Hebrews 12 and verse 29. We said 28 and 29, but in verse 29, it talks about God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we're consumed by the Lord God Almighty, that's good stuff, right? That's good. Amen. And then last week, we looked at Zechariah 13 and verse 9. And we found out that he's a refiner's fire. He's a refiner with the fire. Hallelujah. And that he will refine us as silver is refined and will try us as gold is tried. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord is my God. He said, the people will say, the Lord is my God. Amen. And then, and we heard this awesome song last week by Steve Green called Refiner's Fire. And so now this week, we're looking at the Lord. We're still looking at fire. Now, Exodus 24 and verse 17 says, and the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. So then here we are looking at the glory of God and likening it to devouring fire. Hallelujah. So when his glory is upon us, it's like a devouring fire. Glory, hallelujah. And then Hebrews 1, verse 6 and 7 says, and again, when he bringeth in the begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And Hebrews 1 and verse 7 says, and of the angels, he said, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Hallelujah. And so when we look at God's glory being like a fire, and then he puts that on his ministers, on us, his ministers. Hallelujah. And you may not have a title in front of your name or some alphabets behind your name and all that, but we all are ministers of reconciliation. As soon as you get born again, you are a minister of reconciliation. Hallelujah. And then his glory, his devouring fire is upon us. Hallelujah. And then that makes us his ministers. He sets us on fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I like how Jeremiah said he wasn't going to minister. He wasn't going to say anything else. He just wasn't going to do it. But it was like fire shut up in his bones. Hallelujah. He had to do what God said to do. Amen. Because he had been devoured. Hallelujah. With fire, the devouring fire, the glory of God was upon him. Hallelujah. So we are his ministers, a flame of fire. Amen. And we have a song this morning called Flames of Fire, Rushing Wind, and that's by Brian and Katie Torwalt, T-O-R-W-A-L-T. Now, I had never heard of them, but this song, oh, my goodness, it just blessed me when I heard it. So praise God. You are devoured in God's fire, and you are ministered just full of fire, flames of fire coming from you even now. Amen.
Where you are, God, is where. Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We went on and heard that two times. The nurse just came in. And so I just played it over again. So if you hear music like that, or, you know, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together, you know that somebody just stepped in and was saying something. So the nurse, Crystal, came in and was doing mom's vitals. And everything looks good this morning. Amen. Her blood sugar, her blood pressure, her breathing, everything looks good this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, hallelujah, as we were saying with our pearls to ponder this morning, glory, hallelujah, he causes us to be his ministers and flames of fire, hallelujah. His ministers are flames of fire. And, you know, sometimes maybe you may not feel like you just on fire, flames of fire for God. But once you began to step out, once we began to step out and do what God says do, we flame up. Hallelujah, glory to God. In every situation, in every circumstance, hallelujah, we just catch on fire by him. We're on fire by his glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our declarations this morning. And I just want to say one more time, just with our pearls to ponder, ponder the Lord as being the fire, as being the consuming fire, the devouring fire. Just, you know, begin to think about that. And as we think about it, as we ponder on it, he'll reveal himself more and more to us as that devouring, consuming flame of fire. And then we'll just light up with his fire as well. Praise God. Amen. So our pearls to ponder for today. Let's go on to our declaration. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And the nurse is all finished. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go to our declaration. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. We're talking about fire. And even the declaration says the light shall shine. I believe that that's the fire too. Amen. So shine upon thy ways. Amen. And Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. And so as we declare and decree this morning, as we're fully engaged, our faith is engaged, our heart is engaged, our know that we know that we know that God is God is engaged as we're saying these declarations this morning. They're not just words. They're the word of God that stands forever. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So repeat after me. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
Yeah,
this is the heritage of the Lord. Whatever I do, will prosper.
For I am like a tree
that's planted
streams
of water.
I speak
that God's anointing
destroys every yoke
in my life, and that my soul,
spirit,
and body
now function
in order, according to
divine
system of protocol. Amen. Amen. That's from Isaiah 54:17, Psalm 1, verse 3, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27, and 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40. Hallelujah. Keep repeating after me. Christ has redeemed me
from the curse
of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body function in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16 and verse 19. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's do one more. The Spirit of Truth, comes to me, teaches me all things, and he guides me into all truth. Therefore, I confess I have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance that I come up against. For I ask for the wisdom of God. Amen. Amen. And that is John 16:13 and James 1 and verse 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that these declarations are doing much good in our lives right now. I am fully persuaded. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's go into some praise and worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. As I was on my way here this morning, I was going to listen to, you know, another church service and, you know, what they were saying and everything. The rehab is about 20 minutes from where we live. And so that's a nice amount of time, you know, and the Lord just told me, he said, you know, for right now, just shut that off and just go into praise and worship. And that's what I did this morning. Hallelujah. Just start praising him and worshiping him as I was going. And it did a whole lot for me. I'm just going to say it like that. Amen. And so let's listen to C.C. Winans this morning. Great is thy faithfulness. He is so faithful. Amen. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by Thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto thee. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. In every situation, every circumstance, you are yet faithful. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A lot of times we can't trace your steps, but we can trust your hand, Lord God. We can trust, hallelujah, that no matter where you take us, no matter what's going on, we can always trust you, Lord God. You're faithful. Hallelujah. We bless you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Not just a little bit of faithfulness. Great. Great faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Praise your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Father God. Great is your faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is, hallelujah, thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, unto thee. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Oh, we bless you today. We bless you today. Thank you so much, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Great God, great God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Great God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we just love him today. We praise, we glorify him, we honor him today. Hallelujah. He's been so faithful to us. Thank you, Lord God. You've been so faithful to us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I wanted to say some things. I'm going to wait until we get into our word to say, so I can say all of that together. But, you know, I was just even thinking about, you know, Pastor Mom and, you know, when she fell and everything and how faithful God is, even in the midst of that. You know, there's many people who have fallen and other things have happened to them. You know, things like internal bleeding, things like, you know, hitting their head and you know, with problems with that. And, you know, even though with Pastor Mom it was a fractured femur, it could have been worse. It could have been so much worse. And so we are still grateful to God for Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, they checked her up and down, in and out. Did a lot of checking. So they you know, not only her leg, but they checked her brain too. In at least two different ways that I know of, with the EEG to make sure her brain waves were working okay, and then a CT scan of her brain as well to make sure that there was no problems, no bleeding or anything in her brain. And we thank God. We thank God, hallelujah, for his faithfulness. He is the faithful God. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're gonna go on with our prayer over our finances, and then we'll get to the word this morning. I'll be honest with you. I'm excited to hear what the word is this morning myself. Hallelujah. I know that God is moving by his spirit, and I'm in a high state of expectation, so expect with me this morning about what God is going to do in his word, what he's going to say. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes he'll tell me part of it, and then it's like, okay, we're just going to flow this morning. I said, thank you, Lord. I'm ready to flow with you. Hallelujah. So let's talk about our prayer for finances. Ooh, so many things are going on with finances these days. And, hey, I'm praying over the eggs. Anybody else praying with me about the eggs? Because the egg prices have gone up so much. And so I'm just, you know, lifting all of that up. And, you know, whatever goes, whatever comes, yes, and he's going to take care of us, whether it's a recession or not a recession or whatever's going on, he's going to take care of us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I know probably some of you have, if you never bought a lottery ticket before, you're probably thinking, whoa, it's $1 billion. It was up to $1 billion. I'm just going to say to you, be led by the Lord. Amen. I have heard Christians who said, the Lord told me to buy this lottery ticket. If he tells you to buy it, you buy it. But if he's not telling you to do that, then please don't do it. Amen. Amen. But if he tells you to do it, it's for a reason. Hallelujah. But, you know, we've never seen that go up, lottery tickets go up to $1 billion. And never seen that in my lifetime. But you know what? What God has for us is greater than $1 billion. Glory to God. If we do things the way that God says to do them, we'll have all that we need. And I can recall years ago when, as I was about to, he was about to take me into full-time ministry, and he began to encourage my heart because I did not know that for the next 17 years, I would not be getting a paycheck. I had no clue. But he said to me, he encouraged my heart. He said, you know, I take care of the Pope. I said, yeah. He said, the Pope don't have any money. The Pope doesn't even carry money in his pocket. He doesn't write any checks. But everything he needs, everywhere he wants to go, whatever he wants to eat, whatever he wants to wear, all that is taken care of. He said, I can do that for you too. And I'm telling you, in the 17 years that I did not get a paycheck, or get a check with my name on it on a regular basis. Now, I did get some money during that time, but it wasn't a check on a regular basis, like every month or every 2 weeks or every week. That didn't happen, but God still took care of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he had me to begin to commit my finances to him before I went into full-time ministry. He had me to sow some seed. So I had seed in the ground. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, I didn't miss a meal unless I chose to fast. Hallelujah. I had a place to stay unless I chose one night to sleep in my car because I wanted to just be with God by myself, you know, in those 17 years. And he keeps reminding me even now. He said, now, look back, you know, just like he told the disciples, when I sent you out two by two and I told you not to take any clothes with you or any money with you or anything with you, were you okay? Did I take care of you? And so that's how he's talking to me now, too. And I believe he's talking to all of us and saying that, you know, I know how to take care of you. I'm faithful. I know how to do it. So, amen. Let's say our prayer for finances. Let's say that together. So repeat after me. Lord, I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May I be a good steward of all you give me. Where I have not been wise, bring restoration. Give me guidance. May I pray that I will find the perfect balance of spending needlessly or being miserly. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for my mama. She tried so hard to keep going, and they gave her medicine, and she's about to fall asleep. I praise God for it. Amen. Let's continue. Lord, help me to remember that all I have belongs to you. May I always be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it. So what I have and what I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. There are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and we just praise God for each and every one of you as you have given in these ways. Amen. And those who may not have given, we thank God for blessing you to be able to. Hallelujah, because we know that it's a desire on your heart to be able to give. And so there's three ways to give. We have a Cash App, and that's $ESLCCC. Once again, our Cash App is $ESLCCC. If you're at the Heritage House, you can give at the door, and that's 2E. Amen. You can bring a check or a money order, or put money in an envelope, and stick it, in the door, on the side of the door, or knock on the door. And if we're there, we'll answer. Amen. Okay, you can also send it by mail. Make checks payable to checks or money order. Payable to ESLCCC. at 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. That's 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. So, Father God, right now, we just thank you for those who are sowing seed today. Thank you, Lord God. And as we sow seed today, we remember that it is harvest time. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. We lift up those who are tithing today, giving that 10% of what has come into them, Lord God. We thank you right now for your word in Malachi chapter 3 that says, try you, test you on this, and won't you pour out the windows, out of the windows of heaven, blessings that would be too much for us to receive. Thank you, Lord God, that the windows of heaven are open for us who are tithers in the name of Jesus. And then you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. We give you praise and glory for that, Lord God. You want to make sure that when you pour out, that the enemy doesn't try to come and steal it, that he won't try to come and devour it. It won't be lost. It won't be destroyed. And it will not be wasted. And so we praise your name for that, Lord God. We also thank you for the givers from Luke 6 and verse 38. You said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom. So we just thank you right now, Lord God, for those who are givers, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you're going to give it back to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we thank you that we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11. And you said you make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. So we give you praise and glory for that right now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Well, we bless God for all that he is doing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just keep hearing about the wealth transfer. Amen. And that's what he's doing. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We're going to hear a song here and just worship the Lord before we go into the Word of God today. Amen. Hallelujah. You know our God is an awesome God. He's faithful and he's awesome. Amen.
Everybody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice. Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation, by his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say it. Your voice is
Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. He is awesome. Glory to God. Let's pray as we go into the word for today. Lord God, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your awesomeness. We thank you for your greatness, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory. We magnify you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. Our hearts are grateful towards you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for this word today. Thank you, Lord God, for touching each and every one of us as only you can, Lord God. We thank you that this is a tailor-made word that fits all of us perfectly. No matter what our size, no matter what our shape, no matter what our age, no matter what our circumstance and situation is, this is a tailor-made word from you that fits us all. And we give you praise for it, Lord God. Our hearts are open. Hallelujah. Our hearts are open to receive. Hallelujah. I just see us like little birds with our mouths open, and God is feeding us. Thank you for it, Lord God. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love God. I love the way he does things. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just thank God for each of you who are here today for this tailor-made word from God. Amen. So, you know, we have been in the book of Job, and we've been going through it by the Spirit of God. Now, the last time we talked from the book of Job was in late November. So because it's been so long, we're going to have a review. And because so much has happened since November, I don't know about you, and I think I do know about you. You've gone through some changes since November. Some things have happened in December. Some things have happened in January. You have been through something with the Lord, still and yet seeking him and serving him and looking for him. Hallelujah. So what I would have said about Job and what I knew back in 2022, I'm looking at it a little bit different now. Praise God. Hallelujah. So just hold on and let's flow in the Spirit together. Glory to God. So what we were doing as we got into the book of Job is, you know, by the Spirit of God, we were going to look at the book of Job with God's lenses, not from our perspective, but from God's perspective, but still with us, with this being personal to us as well. Amen. And the scripture that we gave was Psalm 27 and verse 13. These are the lenses we're looking through. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. So there's some things that, and if you haven't been through it already, it's okay. You probably will soon and very soon. And it's okay because God's getting us all through whatever we're going through. Amen. And we have to know that we know that we know. Hallelujah. That we shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. So I'll just continue to talk about Pastor Mom and our family here. You know, we didn't know back in November. We didn't know back in 2022 that we would go through, that Pastor Mom would go through falling on the 2nd of January in 2023. Amen. And then even though our circumstances and situations have changed quite a bit, we still believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And Job, you know, as Job went through, I mean, he went through devastation in one day, in one day. And this particular day, what he went through was his wealth was taken away. You know, all of the, his wealth was gone. His children, more than his wealth, his children, every one of his children died in one day. And then on top of that, his wife says to him, curse God and die. And so It's like all of that happened all at the same time. You know, his cattle, you know, everything that made him wealthy was gone. And then on top of that, after that, was when his body started to break down. And, you know we got that glimpse of what was going on in the heavenlies as God was talking to the enemy, as God was talking to Satan about him and allowed these things to happen to him. And still and yet, God is good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So during this time, what we're learning as we're going through the book of Job is that we're learning to look for God and to look for his character and his nature in the midst of everything. You know, to see that he's a good God. He's a faithful God. He's a true God. He'll walk through it with us completely and totally, never leaving us, never forsaking us. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's what we're looking for. And then, in our review as well, we talked about looking at the full counsel of the Bible. We can't stay just back there in the Old Testament. We got to go up in the New Testament. And then God hooks everything up because this is one word of God. The old and the new are one word of God. And we continue to look at our relationship with God. You know, we saw that Job had a relationship with God. You know, but God wanted to make that relationship even better than it was. Amen. And we began to talk about how the Lord is the founder and perfecter of our faith. Amen. He's our creator, and he's our maker, and he's our perfecter, the perfecter of our faith. And even in this day and time, that's what God is doing in us. He's giving us the opportunity for our faith to be perfected. He's already started. He's begun a good work in us. And now he's given us an opportunity for our faith to be perfected. Hallelujah. So when things happen, circumstances, situations happen, we're looking to God. We're looking and seeing that God is doing something. He is perfecting our faith. He's working on something with us. Amen. And I'll just tell you when on the day that Pastor Mom took that fall, it was, I had a moment. Thank God it didn't last but a moment. But one day, that won't happen. That moment won't happen at all. Amen. And so it was a moment where, I had a moment. I'll just say it like that. And then suddenly I realized, as suddenly as that moment came upon me, as I saw her laying on the floor on her back, and she was saying that she was in pain, I realized, well, God just kind of snapped me out of that moment and said, this is what we need to do. And then I began to move and do what God said to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so it was, and then, you know, everything just went into place, and we called up the 911, and the paramedics came, and you know, and they were able to get her up, even though she was in pain. It began to get her up. Amen. And so, we may even think, you know, why does God allow something like that to happen? Well, he's seen beyond that. Why did God allow the enemy to come and mess with Job like that? Because God sees beyond that. And we don't know all the reasons why this was allowed to happen to Joe, to Pastor Mom, to our family. We don't know, but we're trusting God. Hallelujah. We continue to trust, lean, and rely on God and continue to look for his goodness. Amen. Amen. And I'm sure, like I said, you can think of things that's going on in your own life. Hallelujah. We know that God is with us and that he bringing us through it and bringing us out of it. Hallelujah. Job 23 and verse 10 says, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Hallelujah. Job 23 and verse 10, I'll read it again. But he knows the way that I take. This was Job talking. He knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Job, you know, he knew he was going through. Amen. And he knew, somehow he knew that God was going to get him through. He didn't know exactly how, but he believed God. Oh, he had some moments. But yet, he trusted God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, you know, we continue to go through our review a little bit here. We know that even in the natural, anything of value has to go through something. Anything of value. When we think of things of value, what we look at in this world, we think about diamonds. You know, we may think about pearls. We may think about gold and silver. Everything that is of value has to go through something. Amen. And, you know, a diamond has to, it doesn't come together unless there's intense heat and pressure. That pressure over time. Amen. So intense heat under pressure over time. And then the value comes out of it. With gold and silver, we talked about this a little bit last week. Gold and silver must be refined in the fire. There's that fire again. So for it to be a precious, for it to have value, it's got to go through something. And we're, you know, as in the natural, it is in the spirit. We got to go through something, hallelujah, for the value that we have in us, in this earthen vessel, to be able to come forth. We will go through something. Pearls have to go through something. They're irritated. It's a lot of irritation in a pearl before it comes together to be that pearl of great price. Hallelujah. There's something. Amen. And in the midst of all of that, what we're going through, God does not want us to grow weary. Hallelujah. He does not want us to grow weary. He wants us to continue to lean and rely and depend on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God loves us so much. He loves us. And, you know, what we were saying before was he loves us so much, and he loves us enough not to leave us this way. You know, it's not to say that we've done something so wrong or so bad that we're going to be punished. But God wants us to be the very best that he's really intended for us to be. And I truly believe that this is the time where he wants to take us to another place in him. You know, And he really wants to reveal himself to us. And that was the word for 2023. This is a year of exposure. This is a word of revealing. Things are being revealed. Things are being made known that were really previously hidden. You know, we thought everything was hunky-dory and all that, but things are coming out, and they are being revealed and made known. You know, people who were having affairs on their husbands and their wives, that kind of stuff is being revealed, being made known. Even the heart of leaders around the world is being revealed. It's being made known. What was really in their heart? What were they really thinking about? You know, all this time being revealed and being made known. And it seems like it's all about sin that's being revealed. And this is what helps me and keeps me going through all of this, is that where sin abounds, grace that much more abounds. Hallelujah. So don't be dismayed when we see all of this sin going on, but God's grace that much more abounds. And what the Lord has just laid on my heart is what he's doing this year is not only will the sin be revealed, but his glory is being revealed even more than the sin that's being revealed. And it's important for us to keep our eyes on him at this time. It's important for us to continue to seek him and to seek his face while all of this is going on, while he's perfecting us at the same time, while he's revealing himself. We need to seek him so we see him more than we see the other things that are being revealed, that are being made known, that are being uncovered right now. And he really wants us to know what's in us. And those things to be revealed, those things that are hidden, that have been covered and try to be covered even within ourselves. You know, he wants to perfect us. So there are some things, there's some habits that, maybe that's not such a bad habit to have, you know. I mean, I have some habits that don't even seem to be like bad habits, you know. I'm not drinking alcohol. I'm not, you know, smoking weed or doing drugs. But there's some habits that I have that are not of him, that are not of him, and that don't allow his glory to show through me the way that it should be showing through me. Praise God. So, amen. Hallelujah. And so we have to open ourselves up to see what he has for us.
One can go over here.
Yeah, you'll have enough room. Thank you so much. Thank you. Amen. Oh, that was lunch being delivered. Hallelujah. So, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So even little habits that we have, okay, I'm going to tell you a little habit that I have that God is saying, you know, I know it's not a great big old thing, but we're going to have to do something about that. Anybody who knows me knows that I like popcorn. And I have this habit, and I'm believing it's gone now, that when I start eating popcorn, if I'm eating it out of a bag, I don't care how big the bag is or the container is, I got to make it to the bottom, you know. And the Lord began to show me that, show that part of me and say, okay, we got to get rid of that.
you know. So now I take it, put it in another container, and get a portion size and put it in there. And then still, I don't eat it until it's all gone. You know, so there are things. I mean, and that seems like a little thing. That seems like a light thing. But God is perfecting us. Just like he was giving Job an opportunity to be perfected, you know, during this time, he's perfecting us. And then he wants us not to have any kind of fear at all. You know, whatever it is that's trying to bring any kind of fear, and here I go again, being honest, you know, looking at Pastor Mom, I know she's 90. You know, I know that this is still a time-sensitive thing, you know, at this point. And at her age, and at any of our age, actually, you know, we don't know how long we have here. And so the Lord was like, but you can't have any fear about this thing. Not at all. So, you know, he was talking to me and just saying, you know, he was having me to declare some things so that any kind of fear that was trying to come up on me would leave me. And this is what he had me declaring even this morning. I said, Lord, and he was giving me the words to say. I can't say I put it together myself. And the words he had me saying was, Lord, I thank you for Mom. I thank you for all the years that you have given to her. Thank you, and I just declare and decree right now in the name of Jesus that Pastor Mom will live every moment, every second, every nanosecond, every heartbeat, every breath that you have preordained for her to live, and that her life will be the fullness of what you have preordained for her to live. Hallelujah. And it will not be cut short in any way, shape, or form, but she shall live. And I thank you right now, Lord God, for giving her long life, for satisfying her with long life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So there may be some things that God will bring to you and let you see that there's some kind of fear that's trying to come in. It may be a different situation than mine. But, you know, any kind of fear, because Job said, the thing I fear most is what has come upon me. And that's from Job 3 and verse 25. Job 3 and verse 25. And it says, For the thing which I greatly feared, this table just about came down. For the thing I greatly fear is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come upon me. Isn't that interesting how he said that? For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come upon me. That's Job 3 and verse 25. And we know that fear is false evidence appearing real. It's believing that the best is yet to come. And so God wants us to get that fear out. And the way we get it out is to take it to him, to lay it before him, and to trust him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he is, at this time, he is perfecting us. And the more he perfects us, the more we just allow him to perfect us, is when we become fit and meet for the master's use. Hallelujah. And probably the last part, because it's still, I'm reviewing, but he's telling me to say some things about 2023. We are in the potter's house. Praise God. That's where we are. This is the time, this is the season for us in the potter's house. Even those of us who have been with him for a long time, he's allowing us to be remade, reshaped, refocused. He's turning us into the vessels that he wants us to be. It's not like we were bad vessels before, but he has more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord says, yes, I have more. I have more for you. I have more for you. All I need is a yes. All I need is a yes, yes after yes after yes. For whatever I'm going to do in you, I just need yes from you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What we talked about before was the potter's house and how Jeremiah, the Lord told Jeremiah to go to the potter's house and to see what the potter was doing. And then he could understand more what God was doing as he watched the potter. And there were so many things that this potter did that really explains a lot. And we went through the four basic steps of the potter. And, well, even before the steps start, the potter would take an old piece of clay, an old vessel, let me say it like that was made out of clay. And then he had to go through a breaking that clay up, breaking that vessel up that was made of clay, because he was going to take that vessel and to reshape it and remake it. And when we look at Job, we see that God just took everything that he had, because he was so well respected that when he opened up his mouth, the young men just put their hand over their mouth because this was so awesome, whatever he was saying, you know. And so all of that was broken up, just broken up into pieces. And what I think about is our daily routine, the things that we've been doing, the things that we can do with our eyes shut. You know, we've been doing it so long, we don't even have to look at it. We can just do it. The hands just move in that motion and just do whatever needs to be done. And so, anyway, so the Lord, or the potter, who is the Lord, took the vessel and just broke it into pieces. And then he was able to, you know, it's a long process of putting water on it and then breaking it down, and putting water on it is like the water of the word. Breaking down that clay until it's moldable and shapeable again. And he really, even to get it in that position, that place, he had to take that clay to make it clay and moldable. He had to pound on it, just pound on it with his fist, pound on it to get it into another shape. And I honestly believe by his spirit that that's what's going on right now, you know. But take heart, no matter what the breaking, the pounding, the shaping, the molding, everything, it's going to be great on the other side of this. And as we continue to look at God through everything we're going through every situation, through every circumstance, that's how we're going to make it through. We continue to seek his faith. That's how we'll make it through. And so the four steps of the potter is, you know, once he turns everything into clay, then he puts the clay on a wheel. And this wheel is constantly moving. And that's what it seems like for us. Like things are constantly moving. Things are constantly happening. Things are going on. They're going on. And so the potter takes this clay, puts it in the middle of the wheel, and he begins to balance the clay. And it's called centering. So that clay, as it's going, as the wheel is moving, that clay is flipping and flopping from one side to the next. It's just moving. And it really looks like the clay is fighting. It's fighting not to be balanced. It's fighting not to be centered. It's just fighting. It's a struggle that's going on over this ball of clay. And so, but the Lord doesn't let it go. Hallelujah. He won't let us go. No matter if it looks like we're fighting against him and everything, he will not let us go. And one day, there won't be a struggle. There'll be a yes, a flat out yes. Okay, God, yes. All right, God, yes. You know, I know that other people were involved in this. I know that things were said about me. I know what they're doing. I know all of that. But God, I'm yielding to you. I'm yielding to you. My struggle is not with flesh and blood. I'm yielding to you, Lord God. I'm not struggling against you. And then when the struggle is over, that's when the clay is balanced. That's when the clay is centered. Amen. Because he wants us to be centered. He wants us to rest no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation is. That, like I said, I had a moment. He doesn't even want us to have a moment. He wants us to know that we know that we know no matter what's going on. He's got it. And then we're constantly centered and we're constantly balanced in him and we're not struggling against him. You know, when I hear people say, you know, I told God to stop doing that. I told him to stop, to take the pain from them. Stop giving them pain, God. Take it away from them. It ain't God giving it to them. That's not him giving it to them. He's the one with the balance. He's the one with the center. He's the one with the healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he wants to be the only one who balances us, who centers us. Not booze, not sex, not drugs, not yoga, God forbid. Not habits, not relationships. When he's the only one who can balance us and give us center and center us, then we know that he's perfecting us. Hallelujah. Amen. Then step two is the clay is opened. Now, step one, you had a lump of clay. Now it's centered. Now it's balanced, but it got thick sides to it. It's just thick. It's just one blob of thickness going on. Step two, the clay is open. And in order to open the clay, the potter must find the center of the clay. And then he takes a few dribbles of water and he lets it flow over the clay. And he places both hands on the sides of the clay. Then he takes his thumb and gently rides on the upper surface. And then the clay spins around his thumbs very gently. Hallelujah. And he's very careful to push downward and make a small indentation in that clay. Hallelujah. And as he does that, the center correctly opens, creating thick walls between his thumb and his finger. And now that lump of clay is a vessel. Hallelujah. And he still checks it. He rechecks it for balance. And then he's ready to create a strong base. And then he takes a sponge, and that part that he's dug out in the middle, he takes that sponge and he cleanses the inside of that as it's spinning. And at that point, that's when we're open to the Lord. When he can go into us and he can dig out those things that need to be dug out, those rough things, those big things, those hard things, and just dig it out. Hallelujah. And then we're open as his vessel. And the thing that I saw as I was looking through this and meditating on it, God's hand, and I looked at a potter on YouTube. I looked at a potter working on the clay. His eyes were always on the clay. His eyes were constantly looking for the clay to be able to be in the fashion that he wanted it to be. Constantly, his eyes were constantly, and his hands were always on the clay. His hands never really left the clay. That one hand was at least always on the clay, and many times it was both hands. So in this process, what God is doing with us in 2023 and beyond, as we give him the yes, then he's opening us up, but he's keeping his eyes on us. It's hard situations sometimes, hard circumstances, hard relationships, but he's keeping his hands on us and his eyes on us. Third step, the clay is lifted up. And whereas it was kind of a flat thing, now as he lifts up the sides, as the clay is in his hand and it's going from side to side or around and around, and as he lifts us up, this is because we have humbled ourselves under his powerful hand, and then he can lift us up. And the clay turns into a cylinder and goes high, and the walls are thinner, and he can shape and mold and do all that he wants to do. And the fourth is shaping that cylinder, making it into the vessel that he wants it to be. Hallelujah, making us fit and meet for the master's use. Hallelujah. So think it not strange when you go through the fiery trial, as we were talking earlier about, he is a consuming fire. Amen. So think it not strange when we go through these fiery trials. Hallelujah. This is not the time to back away from God. This is a time to seek God hard. This is a time to continue to seek his face and to get to know him and to continue to trust him. And as we trust him, hallelujah, as we give him that yes, you know, as we give him yes in the refiner's fire, as we give him yes on the potter's wheel, as we give him yes after yes after yes, he will begin to see himself in us, reflected in us, and everything that would hinder his reflection in us, that would mar his reflection in us, leaves us. And he sees himself in us and reveals himself in us and through us. And this is the year where he's going to reveal himself in such a great way, his glory, his love, his peace, his joy is being revealed in us and through us this year. as never before. When we give that yes, when he takes us through the fire, we say, yes, Lord, we'll see him more and more and more. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for his word. We thank God that he is the living word, and he lives in us, and he is true. Hallelujah. And we want to say yes. Amen. So just right where you are, just say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, Lord. Amen. And that's all he needs. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to open up the line, so prepare yourself. You can press your number one key if you have something that you want to say. Of course, we always receive prayers for Pastor Mom. Before we open up the line very quickly, we want to pray the prayer of salvation, tell you about Get 'Em Radio, and then we'll open up the line. And hallelujah. And you can just feel free to bless the Lord. Amen. So you're listening to this today, and you have a yes in your heart. You want God to just be your author and perfecter, to make you, mold you, and shape you. You're ready for that, and you've said yes. The first step is to receive him as your Lord and Savior. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. And then Romans 10:9 tells you exactly how to do it. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe what the Bible says. Amen. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord, and be my Savior. Show me your way, and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you said that prayer today, you are saved. You are born again. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. And when you leave this world, heaven is indeed your home. Amen. And so we pray for you right now that the Lord would fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. In the name of Jesus, power to even think right and to read the Bible and to understand it, because he's there with you every time you read it. And then power to speak in your prayer language as he fills you to overflowing with rivers of living water that flow out of your belly. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's my language. You got your own language, and he'll let it come through you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Father God. We bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now we just want to invite you to learn and to grow. You can do that at a Bible-believing church that's maybe in your own neighborhood. Hallelujah. You can also do that by joining us here at the God in the Midst Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Every Sunday, we meet here at 11, we meet here by you calling this number, 516-418-99. And we meet every Sunday at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom McCoy is our senior pastor, and I'm the apostolic pastor. And my name is Barbara Kizzy. Amen. And so we meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. As she digs into the Word of God, she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. On Tuesdays, we have our prayer time. And we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues. Glory to God. On Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, and I don't know if I said on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then on Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central and 9 p.m. Eastern. On the second Wednesday, we have our healing service called Prophetic Healing, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. On the fourth Wednesday, and that's coming up on the 25th, and this is going to be our first broadcast of a new series called Anointed Pandemic Baby. And so that's going to be on the 25th of January, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And join us if you have babies or grandbabies or nieces and nephews that were born in the past 3 years since 2019, join us and hear what God is saying about these anointed pandemic babies. Praise God. And then on Thursday, this month is Prophecy Month. So every Thursday, we have been having Prophecy Month, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. This Thursday, on the 19th of January, we will have Bishop Aaron McCleary from Atlanta. And then the following Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, we'll have our very own Pastor Helen Bright. So make sure you mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, and join us. Amen. Okay, we have two people with their number one keys pressed. So anyone else, press your number one key, and let us hear what the Lord is saying through you. We're going to start with Minister Rachel and family, and then we'll come to you, Pastor Price. Praise God. Minister Rachel and family, welcome.
Hi, Pastor Juan. God bless you all. Very encouraging. And I was like, I heard some confirmation of what you was praying because God had me to say.
I had to laugh because I looked at Gabriel. He was doing something.
When you had said, with long life will I satisfy you, yeah, and show you my salvation. He's doing that through Pastor Mom, and I love her. I said, because I had said to God, I said, I'm going to, Lord, bless you to say it exactly. I said, you let Moses live to see 120. Pastor Mom lived to see 130. I was saying some stuff to God. I really do thank him for his mercy and his grace and how he chooses to love us. Even, yes, when you said we have moments, and through all of this,
yes,
these things, he has taken me through everything, every moment. And I had to lay down all those fears because I was like, well, I don't want to give no space to the enemy. And I have to really trust him all the way through to all of this because it just shall live by faith because he let me know some things. And I know people prayed some things, and I was questioning, but I had to repent. Because I'm not to question, it's not for me to understand why stuff still are a certain way. I just need to just trust him all the way, no matter what. I said, Lord, I'll trust you even in no matter what, because I've definitely been, for these past years living in this place, it's been a no matter what moment.
So God is a good God. He's been strengthening me. He's been keeping me through every tear. And I've been laying down all my fears of the cross. So he just continuously keep us. He has kept his promise to us, and he's going to keep his promises. And I just have to keep on standing, because he said the just shall live by faith and not by sight. Because if I kept trusting what I see, oh, my dear, I would have been crumbled. But I'm trusting him, so he's keeping me standing. And so I see the strength that he's giving Pastor Mom, and I see in your life, and I thank God for each and every one of you. So just keep on staying encouraged, because we think on whatsoever things are true, our Lord God. We think on whatsoever things are honest, his will, his purpose, yeah, his word. We think on whatsoever things are just, because he justified us because of Christ Jesus, with his son, when he sent his son for us. So when we look at all of that, of Philippians 4 and 8, we can stand on every single word and every letter that God has said in there through the Apostle Paul. And I thank him for taking Apostle Paul through these things so that we can partake in these words that he has encouraging us today. Hallelujah. I'll be hallelujah right now. And I wanted my kids to sing, if you wanted us to sing My Hope Has a Name. My blessing,
yes.
Do you want to sing My Hope Has a Name right now? Please. Okay, let's sing it, My Blessing. My hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Our hope has a name. It's in the name of the Lord I say, our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. We love you all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you all. Love you all. Amen. Pastor Price, opening up your line. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, God bless you, Apostle, and God bless you, Pastor Mom. Mom, I love to hear your voice. This is Helen. I love to hear your voice today. You did great opening up and saying the Lord's Prayer. We know that last night was one of the first nights that you and Jesus spent. I'm talking about having without Pastor Catherine, our apostle there, but you had the best one with you. I thought about how when you lived at 825, how God kept you and took care of you over there when you were in the house. He's kept you all your life. Glory to God. And just as the song says, just another day that the Lord has kept me. And so just another day that God has kept you, Mom. And I just wanted to tell you, I love you. I thank God for you. I thank God for continuing to keep you and continue to heal you in your body and raise you up. I was thinking about when Minister Rachel was talking about one's living to 120. God said the days of our years are three score, not three score, year and 10. That was for the children who came out of Israel, and they were in the at that time. But then in the word in Genesis, I believe it's 6 and verse 3, where he began to talk about the days of man are 120 years. And we look at your daughter-in-law, Sandra, you see that her auntie, she has an auntie who comes on Facebook quite often, and she's, I think, about 106 or 7, the last that I saw on there. She's about 107 years old. So we thank God for your health, Mom. Amen. We thank God for your strength, and we thank God for continuing to just keep you all the way, and all the way, Lord, all the way, just for God to continue to do what the good work, Mom, that he has begun in you and completed to the day of Jesus Christ. So I just wanted to say again, Mom, this Helen, and I love you, love you, love you. Glory to God. I want to thank God, Apostle, for the word today. I want to thank God for, thank you, Mama. Thank you, Mama. Hallelujah. Good, Mom. Hallelujah. I can hear you in the background real good, Mom, too. Glory to God. Glory to God. I was listening to one of your messages, Mom.
I kind of had to mute on a little bit. I'm moving her bed around, but go ahead.
Okay, all right. Mom, I was listening to one of your messages the other day, and just thank God for you, where you ministered on being blessed. And I thank God for that word. Apostle, I wanted to thank God for the word today, for the pearl to ponder that you began with, that God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah. And that we as his ministers are to be like flames of fire. You know, somebody used to sing that song, I wish somebody would catch on fire, burning with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. So I thank God. I was remembering with President Obama, he was saying that when he was on the trail of the times when they were, I guess, getting ready for presidency, when they were, what do you call it, on the campaign trail. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. And President Obama was on the campaign trail. And he said he went into, I think it was in Chicago at the time, and he was just so tired. He said he was just so tired. And he had been through certain things that day. He said, but a little woman got up, and she began to say, I'm fired up and ready to go. And she began to continue to say, fire, we fired up, and we're ready to go. He said, the more she began to say it, and he said, hallelujah, and she began to say it with him, she found herself being fired up and ready to go. Hallelujah. So I thought about this morning as you were having us to talk about God as a consuming fire, and then he calls us as his children to be fired up in him, burning with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So thank God, Apostle, for that word. Glory to God. I want to thank God for the song you began to sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And by the way, I wanted to say happy blessed birthday to Pastor Rita, her triplet. Her birthday is today, her 70th birthday. I thank God for her. And I want to go on with that is the day that today you were singing, and some kind of strange happened while you were singing, Great is Thy Faithfulness, especially when you began to get towards the end of the song. You have such a beautiful voice. And I'm just, as the old folks say, and I'm one of them today, we're going to run on by the Spirit of God and see what God going to have you to do. Is he going to have you recording? We thank God for that. I thought about one of the ministers on be on TV, and he said he wasn't a singer, but God began to have him to sing and is using him by his Spirit. So I'm excited. You are a singer, and I'm excited what God is going to do. But something strange happened while you were singing, and I don't understand it, because I saw all of a sudden it was like a vision appeared before me of oatmeal with raisins. And as you were singing, Great is Thy Faithfulness, all I could see was oatmeal with raisins. And I don't know what that meant or what it was, but I wrote it down. And so I just said, thank you, Lord, for whatever that meant. And, you know, whatever it meant, and I give him glory. Then I've been excited about this. I don't know what it means, but I thank God. I want to thank God also for the word that you gave about the four basic steps of what the potter does, and how you just went so intricate into it, and how he puts us on the wheel, that he puts the clay, he has to first get the clay ready, you were saying. I love that. And then when the clay is put on the wheel, it's to center that clay. Then you said, God will not let us go. We can rest in him, centered in him, that God's got it. I received that. Then you said step two, the clay is open. The center must be found, and uses a dribble of water, the washing of the water of the word. And you know, look as much when God is in it. God will take, he said, line upon line, precept upon precept. Sometimes he'll just give us a little word here, a little word there. I mean, we can read a whole lot of word, but the word of God said it's that truth. He said if we continue in his word, then we're his disciples indeed, and we'll know that truth. That truth that we know is what's going to make us free. And though we may be in the word for many, many years, God will take a truth and begin to just minister to our heart that we may be able to grow. So you said how when he pushes that, Amen. He places that dribble of water, places his thumb, pushes downward to create thick walls, to create a base and a vessel. God wants us to be, you said, those vessels that are meet and fit for for the master's use. And then I loved it that you said God's hand and his eyes are constantly on us, on that clay. He's the potter, we're the clay. And his hands and his eyes are constantly upon us. This morning, I had, you know, got up a little bit and then went on back and had laid back down. And so I was, as I was listening to the word today, you know, the declarations, of course, I know, because God had already, you know, let me know, look, when those declarations come forth, you come on and get in those declarations, and then you sang, and then you went into the song, and I was just resting and listening to the song, but all of a sudden, he grabbed me by my foot. I mean, literally, I felt a hand grab me by my foot, and it was like, now it's time to get up. Hallelujah. His hand, when you said his hand and his eye is constantly on us, he grabbed me by my foot. Now, once before, I've had, you know, different things. I've had different manifestations. But I literally today felt his hand. But it was like a gentle, it was a gentle but yet firm hand on my foot. And he's like, he was letting me know, it's time for you to sit up now on the side of the bed. Sit up and take these notes. Get this down. This is an important message. So I thank God for, you're saying his hand and his eyes are constantly on us. Then the third step, you said that the clay is lifted up in the potter's hand. And God, he wants us to be humble under his mighty hand. He said in due season, he would lift us up. And then fourthly, how is shaping the cylinder into a vessel fit and meet for the master's use. See, God, you said, hallelujah, get to know him and to trust him. So I thank God for that word today. Thank God for you keeping on. I thought about mom when you're there with mom at the rehab facility and you're there going forth in the word of God. It could have been an excuse to say, well, look, we might as well cancel service today and 'cause mom's in the rehab, and I know I want to go spend time with mom. Can be a lot of interruptions, but yet you still said yes, Lord, to your will. I thought about mom when one of those years, many, many years ago, maybe about 14 or more years ago, when you had a stroke back then, you're doing good. They said all your signs in your head and everything are doing good during this time. But then back then, when you came out, you had been in rehabilitation then, and you came home and they wanted me to meet. I was living in Los Angeles, and so I was to be there. I got there the day before you got out of rehabilitation so that I could be there when you got home. The other family had taken care of you while you were in rehabilitation to see about you, and then when you got home, I was there. But when we got home, we were going to have service, and so I thought, okay, I'm going to go on and I'm going to minister because I know mom's had been having at that time a little time speaking, and I'm going to go on. But you were ready. You were ready, mama. You went on that day and you ministered for. And I'm telling you, if there is such a thing as God having people that are heroes and ones that are like ones you can look to, your faithfulness, mama, to God. In every circumstance, in every situation, I've watched you by the Spirit of God. Be faithful, faithful, faithful to him, faithful to the call, faithful to what he's called you to do. Now, I see it in your daughter, an apostle. I see it in us that God has placed in us that we are to be faithful, even though things may not go exactly the way we might think they ought to go, but we're to be faithful. So I just wanted to thank you, apostle, for your faithfulness unto God. I want to thank God for this word today and thank God for all that he is doing and yet doing in advance for Pastor Mom. I thank God, Mom, for your healing, health, and your wholeness. I thank God for God being able to strengthen you in every area. I thank God for giving you long-term and short-term memory. I thank God for being able, in Jesus' name, to strengthen you in any area where you may be weak. I thank God for his infinitum numbers of mighty warrior angels, ministering angels, and are all around you to protect you in every single aspect. I thank God for grace upon every nurse, every doctor, every technician, every person who comes in contact with you, Mom. I thank God for giving them grace, grace, grace to be able to do for you as you need to be done. And then I thank God for his peace upon you, for his peace that passes all understanding, keeping your heart and keeping your mind. Again, Mom, And Apostle, I love you both, and God bless you. And may you all have a very blessed day. I'm going back on mute. God bless.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. I'm always encouraged when the Lord uses you to just give us a wonderful review of everything that he said. I love that. I'm telling you, I just love it. Amen. And I really appreciate, you giving the review. I appreciate the prayers and everything. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Amen. So, hallelujah. At this point, I don't see anybody else with their number one key pressed. Just real quick, I'm going to open up everybody else's line just for a minute. So if you want to say something, you can say it now. If you don't, that's okay. Just press. Make sure your mute is on. Amen. Amen. You can say. Just start speaking. Your line is open. If you have anything that you want to say, thank you, Jesus. Well, amen. Amen. I should check my text to see if anybody texts me something. Okay. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Well, this has been a quite an experience today, having church here at the Del Mar Gardens West Rehab with Pastor Mom. God does all things well. And, when he told me to put the sign on the door to let them know that we were recording, so they usually knock on the door, so they just kind of came in quietly, and everything just flowed. I mean, just one time it was a little interruption, but I think we got back on track and everything. And I thank God for just putting this in my heart. I'm just so happy that Pastor Mom still got to participate in the service today. During the service, the nurse came in and gave her medication because she's on medication like three times a day to make sure that as she's healing from that fracture, she's not in any pain. And it also kind of puts her to sleep. So, amen. So she's resting well right now. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for being able to do this. And thank y'all for praying for us because, we need that at such a time as this. So we're going to go ahead and close. She is very asleep right now, so I'm not going to ask her to close unless she opens up her eyes. So, you want to close in prayer? Look at you. She's so sleepy. Amen. So, Father, we just thank you for all that you did today, all that you're doing. Lord God, we just continue to lean and rely and depend on you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And as we're going through on the potter's wheel or finer's fire, whatever you're doing with us right now, our eyes are still and yet on you. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for that focus, to be focused on you no matter what's going on. We praise your holy name. And as Pastor Mom would say, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know if y'all heard her, but she woke up and was saying it. Amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all.